If you have your Bibles, Galatians, the fifth chapter, we're going to be there for these moments. Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 22, says this: But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Notice verse 24, 25, and 26, though. We are familiar with the fruit of the Spirit, and that's what we're going to be looking at here when I have the opportunities to share with you. But notice, though, after that it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And that's why we're here, because there was a perfect man who was crucified so that we could crucify our flesh. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Today we're going to look at love. As we sang in the song, a love like this the world has never known. Well, in the Greek, the word love here is agape. And we are probably fairly familiar with that word, as we have had many different lessons throughout our time to look at the different words in Greek that are translated love. Agape is the word used in this passage that's translated love. And many of you know there are various different words, you know, eros, which is a pleasurable love, or philo, a love that is related to a type of maybe camaraderie or brotherly love. But agape is the highest form of love in the Greek language. It is love of empathy, a love that only a few can truly understand. It's the love of a parent to a child, but the love of one who has experienced the same heartache as another. It's beyond sympathy. Empathy is to truly understand the feelings of another, the thoughts of the other, the experience of another. It's a love that is transcendent and possibly takes a lifetime to develop. It's the love of Christ. That is why it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's a love that God has. And let's consider a few things about this love. See, in Romans chapter 13, verse 10, it says, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of law. Remember when Jesus had that woman brought to him, caught in adultery? And there were those there who wanted to cast stones. But the love he had for her, he didn't think ill of her, but he loved her. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears is not made perfect in love. So 1 John 4:18 says, it casts out fear. Remember Jesus when he was asleep in the boat with his disciples, and the storm came, and they were afraid, and they woke him up, and he calmed the storm. We see Christ exhibiting love of casting out fear. Or what about John 15, 13? It says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for one's friends. Well, that's what Jesus did. Jesus on the cross saying, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Jesus on the cross saying, it is finished, shedding his blood so that there can be redemption for those around him. When it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, when it comes to love, we are to show a love that Jesus himself showed. We're here because of agape. And we're asked, as partaking of the fruit of the Spirit, to ourselves show agape. Let's go back and consider John 15, 13, but look at what it says afterwards. John 15, 13 says, of course, greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for one's friends. But notice what it says afterwards. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Maybe the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So you'll bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. So we're here today because there was a love that God had, a love that did not see the harm, but thought about fulfillment, a love that showed no fear, but cast out fear, a love that laid down his life so that we can have redemption. And we're here at communion because of the love that Jesus had. But we're also here because there's a love that's required of us as we grow in that fruit. We're here because we crucified the flesh. We crucified its passions and its desires so that we can grow in love. A love that we are to have that does not harm. A love that we're to have that casts out fear. A love to lay down his life. And why do we do this? Because we're not servants. We're friends. And as Jesus said, this is my command. Love each other. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you and we're grateful and thankful, Father God, to be able to share here today. That as we look at the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God, and we see that the first fruit mentioned love, this agape love, this love of empathy, the love where we care about the feelings, the experience, the emotions, the sorrows and heartaches, the joys and pains of another, Lord God. That is the love that casts out fear. That is the love that does not think to harm. That is the love that lays down its life. And Father God, as we see that love that your Son had, because that is why we are here, we pray that we grow in that same love, that we exhibit that love, that as we have cast off the flesh, that is why we're here. We have died to the old man so that we can commune with you through your Son. So let us grow in our agape. Let us grow in our love. We praise you and we thank you for this day. In Christ Jesus. Amen.